Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Well, good morning, listening audience. Making your sweet dreams a reality the SoCal way. Guess what, everyone? I have Trish. She is the founder of SoCal Candy Bar and SoCal Balloon and Party Rentals here on the show this morning. Good morning, Trish. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am doing blessed. Thank you for asking and having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. First and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing with the party rentals and the candy bar. I'm interested.
Yes. So my name is Trish again, and I own two companies. I am the founder and CEO of SoCal Candy Bar, which is how I got started in the industry with just doing candy tables. And then my balloon company came in 2021, actually last year, where I got into more of the balloon, and I decided to make it a sister company. And what we do with that company is we book party rentals and do all of the balloon work for parties.
Awesome. So tell me, where did you get the name from? What's catchy name?
My name, so it's a funny story. My husband and I were driving. I used to work for a corporate company in San Diego, and we had a long commute because we moved up to Riverside. So we were driving, and I was telling him that I wanted to get back into party planning and actually put myself out there, because normally people just call me and I just plan the parties. And I was just like, well, I want to start an actual business and have a business name. And so he was like, okay, well, we're in SoCal. And I was like, you're right. And then I had came up with, you know, candies, because I do candy tables and I wanted to find my niche in the event business. So we were driving, and then we seen this truck go by, and it just said SoCal. And I was just like, that would be cool to have a name SoCal, because we kind of travel, you know, throughout Southern California to do the parties already. So I was just like, he was just like, well, how about you just call it SoCal Candy Bar? And I was like, okay. And we just ran with it from there. And that was my way to get in and set myself apart from other event planners, was just to focus on one thing and, you know, master that, which was just the candy tables. When they were super popular back in 2018, it was like, if you didn't have a candy table at your party, you did not have a party at all.
Right. I know, it's so hard planning a party. Just thinking about, you know, events that I have coming up is giving me stress. Goes into it, especially when you have baby showers and reveals. They didn't have reveals when I was, you know, having my babies. So tell me a little bit about what goes into planning these awesome babies. I saw some of your pictures, and I'm like, making me want to have a baby again. But just kidding.
Yes, I love it. Honestly, it just comes second nature to me, but really what it starts with is your budget. A lot of people don't like to talk budget, but I always end up getting out of it. Like, once you know what you want to spend on food, decorations, like, especially for baby showers, like, moms want to go all out for their first babies or even, you know, their second child, and the baby shower is, you know, kind of the celebration of everything. So first thing first is always just, you know, planning the budget and making sure that you're not overspending, and then planning ahead. So I always like to do like consultations with the moms and say, okay, what's your vision? And then, you know, when I go, what's your budget? They're like, I really don't have a budget. But I'm like, you really do have a budget. Like, you want to spend $500 on food, you want to spend $500 on decorations. And then that's kind of how we come up with the vision and the budget of the theme, by just, you know, talking about what they want to spend. So it all just comes down to planning and then executing. And then, you know, I like to bargain shop around in different stores and stuff, because there's not really one place where you can go and get everything that you need. You kind of just have to go through all the different stores, and that's the fun part for me.
See, that's it. You find someone that loves to shop. I'm not a shopper. I go in and get out, you know? But you hit the nail on the head, you know, Trish, with the budget. It starts with the budget. I mean, you can't just say, oh, I don't have a budget, and then at the end of the day, you end up spending way over what you
Way over, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that always happens, even when I'm working with my brides, because I do same-day court wedding coordination. And so the brides already have, you know, their budget already laid out. But when it comes to, like, executing on their plan, that's where I come in place that and help them make sure that, you know, the vendors are lined up and that everyone's doing their job and making sure that the day is special and there's, like, no hiccups that the bride knows about. So,
wow.
It's exciting.
Well,
and I love
I'm it. You know, and you have to basically work with people that's working within their craft. I cannot just say, okay, here am I, a financial coach, and I want to plan this big event. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Right, exactly,
so I'm glad, you know,
exactly.
You're an expert in your field, so I'm definitely going to contact you because I got a few things that I have going on right now that's stressing me out.
Yes, I would love to assist. It definitely is a passion of mine.
Yes. So we do have a caller on the line. Let me see if I can unmute caller. Last four digits, 7928. Caller, you are live. Do you have anything to say, any comments, any questions to ask Trish?
Hello. Yeah, I am a fan of Trish's work, and I just want to know, with everything that goes on, even with, like, things heightening now, you know, the gas prices, having to go, you know, do the shopping, be proactive, you know, make somebody's day so successful. I know it probably takes, like, a lot of passion and hunger to make sure that you achieve these looks and these visions for everyone. Is there, like, a bigger scale that you're looking to scale up for your business? Is there more? I know now you're getting into weddings and things like that. Like, is there a greater destination that you hope to achieve with your company?
Yes, it definitely is. My end goal is to have my own event venue hall. The actual vision of my venue would be a one-place shop, so that way you will walk through. It'd be kind of like a storefront, and then in the storefront it would have everything you need, from balloons to gifts for your family, like special occasions, like Mother's Day, Valentine's. You'll be able to just walk in and shop, and then this is my vision anyway. And then you walk in the back, and it's like a whole party, so it's like a one-stop shop. So you'll be able to get your party rentals, be able to have your party there, and then have all the vendors that you need to execute on your plan. So the bigger picture for me to scale my business is to have my own event venue, storefront. And I do already have a storefront, but, you know, the next step to that is to actually put it together and actually be able to, like, walk in, and it's like, because I sell ice cream too and candy, so be able to be like, oh, I can get some ice cream, and then, oh, they have candy from our party. I can sell my piñatas, or I can do my own candy table, and then, you know, you look up and be like, oh, build your party. Oh, have my party here at the hall. So that's my end goal. It's not my ultimate end goal, but that's something that I'm definitely working on right now.
Wow. I just love the concept of one-stop shop, because, like you said, it's like an upsell. You know, you come in to buy one thing, and you're like, wait a minute, I need this. I guess that's how Super Walmart, you know.
Yes.
Today. People go in for one thing, and then they come out with a shopping cart full of things. So before we take our next caller, Trish, actually, we got a text that came in. But during the COVID, the pandemic, how did you make six figures? Oh, my gosh. I was like, what?
It is so crazy. Actually, people were still wanting to have parties, but on an intimate scale. So what I did was I created a package like the drive-through baby showers, like the drive-by graduation. So that's what kept me busy during that. And then I even signed a couple of government contracts where I was doing corporate events for the government. I was doing corporate events for the Indian reservation. So I was doing all their private parties. And just, you know, I had to find a way to keep my business afloat and still make it impactful for, make it a profit for me and then also make it impactful for my clients. So I just had to, you know, roll with the punches and the changes and, you know, because parties didn't necessarily die down for me. I just adapted to what people wanted. So when, you know, when it was like, oh, nobody can come into my house, but, you know, it was no mixing households. Okay, it was more intimate dinners. For, you know, to celebrate someone's anniversary or, you know, working with a local chef and making sure they have a private experience. So that helped me scale to six figures. And then bringing in balloons, like balloons is a billion-dollar industry and people don't know that. So you can just put balloons outside your house and everybody knows it's, it's a celebration. So I did a lot of graduation drive-bys. I did a lot of bridal shower drive-bys where we decorated the garage and, you know, we just had the bride-to-be sit on a pretty chair and people just drove by in their cars, got their party favors, yes. And then set their gifts down. And I, when I said I was consistently booked, I did like 5 to 6 parties in one weekend, on one Saturday, on one Friday, and one Sunday. So it was crazy. It was really, I wasn't expecting it, but and it just happened and I just kind of rolled with the punches. Like, okay, what can I do different than what other people are doing? And that's when I came up with the drive-by baby showers. And I wasn't the only one doing it, but I was consistent doing it and, you know, being able to work with in people's budget. And, you know, I get booked off of a lot of word of mouth. So, you know, once I did one for one and then someone in the neighborhood seen it, they were like, oh, I would like to do this. And then I would come back and it was literally like a repeat thing for house hold. So that's how we made six figures last in 2021 and 2020 as well.
Wow. I am just so impressed. I'm just so impressed hearing, you know, how you start and now where you at and where you lead into, which comes to our question that was texted in. Where do you see your company in 5 years?
In 5 years, I'm actually working on this right now. We're actually going to be franchising SoCal Candy Bar. So what that means is it's like a Starbucks, like somebody else is going to buy into the brand since the brand is already known and have it as their own. So that's going to be in 5 years. I would like to have at least 10 franchises through the state of California. We're actually franchising our first one in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be Let's Party by SoCal. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll be a franchise.
Okay. And then I did see on your site, on your website, that you offer classes. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So I am all about teaching one, you know, each one teach one. So I believe that it's room at the top for everyone. So if anyone out there that has a passion that wants to get into the balloon industry or even the event industry, I am hosting a balloon academy and starting off with the classes, but then, you know, upselling, of course, to the Balloon Academy. But the balloon class is $4.99, and you'll be able to learn how to do balloons, learn the pricing of balloons, the sizing, you know, what goes into the installments, what's the difference between an arch and a garland, you know, and then also supplying them with contracts and actually guaranteeing their first balloon booking so their return on their investment is going to be immediate. Because I am, like, overwhelmed with work to where I'm, like, hiring other people in the industry to take on my clients. And sometimes my clients is like, no, we want you. But I'm just like, I trust this person to do just as well as I do it. Right. And then, like I said, I believe in collaboration over competition all the time. So I work with other event planners and hire them to do treats and balloons and party rentals and stuff because, like I said, I'm overwhelmed with so much work that I can be able to do that and bless the next person that, you know, that's in the same field as me without, you know, hating on them because, again, it's collaboration over competition and it's a room at the top for all of us.
Oh, I love that attitude. I love that attitude. You just gave me chills right here because it's like when you find people that are good at what they're doing, they never want to share. They want to keep it all to themselves. They're like, I don't want. But there's really no competition, you know, because there's so many people. I mean, every day someone has a birthday, you know. So
yeah,
it's never,
it's
too much. It's never right. So I really appreciate hearing that. That really gives me, like, it's my, makes my heart, you know, happy, you know, because, like I said, people are so into their own thing. They're not willing to share, like, hey, I went and I learned and I spent so much money for my craft. You can go do the same thing, you know, but I'm glad to hear you say that. So how do people book with you, like, for their next event? What's the quickest way they can get to your site?
They can book me at SoCalCandyBar.com, or they can follow any of our social medias, which is at SoCalCandyBar. Or they can even text me, 619-772-9693. But when you go to my website, there is a contact form. Also, if you DM us on any of our social media, you'll automatically get an instant message, and it'll be a form, and you fill out that form, and then I will personally reach out to you, or my event assistant will reach out to you, and we'll do a phone consultation, because I believe in building rapport with my clients, because sometimes it's not a good fit. You know, you want to talk to the people and see what their vision is. The world with, like, a $500 budget, and I'd be like, okay, I can give you X, Y, and Z. So I like to have consultations with people and give them a realistic vision of what they can get for their budget. And we work with all budgets. Like, there's no such thing as a low budget. Like, we can make your dream come true with your budget, and people won't even know that it was a $200 budget or a $500 budget, because we're just that good at what we do and confident that we can execute with execute your vision with your budget.
Awesome. Well, it was so refreshing chatting it up with you, Trish. I'm so excited to, you know, just find something. So all the best to you and your company. And you definitely welcome back here anytime you have something you want to promote. Just give me a call.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it, and I believe in your vision. And thanks for reaching out.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4youonestopshop.com. God bless.